This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So they say we're going to have another Valentine's Day baby boom. Because apparently conceptions are going to be 5% higher this week. I don't have numbers for the America Valentine's baby boom. I don't think if they were done. Coming out of Great Britain, they said 16,000 babies back in 2015 were conceived during the week of February 14th. Apparently, on average, 15,000 women become pregnant every week in the UK. So that means there is a boom during the February 14th Valentine's week. Apparently, February is second only to Christmas for conception rates. Apparently, Christmas is a big day for people to see. I wouldn't know that because I would be thinking, well, wait a second. You know, it's a holy day. And you got the family around, the in-laws are over, you're usually kind of, sex isn't really on your mind as Christmas, but I guess maybe it's because it's your only day off, who knows. They say, however, 2 weeks after Valentine's, the rates of conception plummet and go back down to their weekly conception of 14,000, I guess, conceptions a week. Again, that's coming out of Great Britain, so I don't have America's numbers. My guess is about, you know, triple or quadruple that. But if you conceived in February, mid-February, then baby would be coming around November. And how many of us have had November babies? Now, okay, let's take a step back. I have an October 25th baby, and that's because he came early. We had to induce him early. I know exactly when I got pregnant. I got pregnant at my other kid's, my first kid's birthday party. He had turned 2. That night after the birthday party, we decided to, I guess, try for another one. And within 2 or 3 days later, my hips widened. It's amazing how when your body knows it. And I know my hips are already wide. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Really, they're going to be wider again? So I ended up knowing I was pregnant before the test. I was like, oh, wow. And then he was supposed to come end of November. So this was actually 2 weeks after Valentine's. Again, my family with Valentine's, it's like a stupid holiday. I mean, we celebrated, but like, really? So he wasn't growing. I told you guys about this. At 7 months, they deduced during ultrasound that he was about 7 pounds. And then by 8 months, different doctor comes in going, wow, you got a good-sized baby. He's 7 pounds. I go, wait a second. He was 7 pounds a month ago. The doctor looks at the chart and goes, I guess you're going to have a baby today. Let's do an amnio. So they stuck the needle in my belly, which didn't even hurt, grabbed fluid from around the baby, and that which was hard because I had oligohydramnios, not a lot of fluid. When you're a working mom, you don't seem to, you know, have a lot of fluid, I guess. I also didn't drink enough water. Maybe that was it. I did. I had myself hooked up to an IV, but anyway. So then we gave birth, and out came Brock. So it had nothing to do with Valentine's. But I guess there are a lot of babies that end up coming around end of October, early November because of that. Now, experts are also warning against people getting STIs, or sexually transmitted illnesses. And apparently, a researcher from Plymouth University warned contracting an STI this February 14th could be life-threatening because of antibiotic resistance on the rise and these super gonorrheas. And Dr. Joshi says, look, it's Valentine's Day. I'm not telling anyone not to go and have fun, But beware that those dangerous liaisons might be more dangerous than initially thought if you don't use protection and understand the antimicrobial resistant threat that's facing all of us. So my husband and I, we usually do have sex on Valentine's. When you're married, you do things that you are compelled to do. And Valentine's is all about being compelled. There's no spontaneity to Valentine's Day because, A, you know the date. It's not even like one of those holidays where it could fall on a different day sometimes. You know, I mean, it is always February 14th, so you know it's coming. Okay, the stores remind you that everybody else is getting hearts and bears and chocolate, so you got to do it. So when it comes to sex on Valentine's Day, it's like, all right, let's do it. You know, and so it's a very, not a very spontaneous type of thing. And I could see myself, if I was single, you know, being as medically minded that I am, if I wasn't married, talking to my lover to say, okay, now here's the thing. There are super bugs, antimicrobial resistance is high, you need to wear a condom, it's February 14th. I could just see him, like, not even interested in me after that. But here's the thing, guys, have those conversations, okay? Everybody wants sex to be like in the movies where it's super fun and all that. The problem is if sex only lasts 2.5 minutes on a good day, yeah, is it really worth it? So, cover up. And because Valentine's came in the middle of the week, we are looking at a very big, heavy-duty Valentine's weekend. Some people don't like to celebrate it before. They like to celebrate it after. So if you guys end up doing that, again, keep in mind to be careful. So one final thing that I'm going to say about this before we move on is many of you all are not romantic. I get that, okay? I'm not really that romantic. I'm not. I got my husband a gift certificate. Actually, you know what I got him? I got him a Fitbit. Because he wants to lose weight and he wants to... So I got him a little Fitbit. Yeah, okay? You know, because I got my Apple Watch and I'm like, all right, well, I'll get him a Fitbit. He's not going to wear it, but at least I got him one. At least I could say I did something for Valentine's. It's one of the cheap ones I got him. And then for his birthday, I got him a gift certificate because his birthday's coming up. And we're not really, really that romantic. And for those of you that have problems being romantic and also don't want to spend a lot of money or you don't want to do what everybody else does, buying roses people think is romantic. It's not that romantic because the roses end up dying. The women usually hurt themselves on the thorn and everybody's doing them. That's not very creative. So I like the idea of making playlists of their favorite songs or of love songs. I love the idea of writing a small poem. You know, I wrote a poem. Let me see if I can find it. I think it's like, arteries are red, venules are blue, my gonorrhea cleared up, how about you? Something like that. Or rewrite a love song, putting her name into it. It's spontaneous, it's creative, it's dorky, but it'll get you more points than roses. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart. black body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and body extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hold on. I just swallowed some Valentine's candy. Not those crappy hearts that say, be mine and I'm yours and XOXO. There's some chocolate candy that I just had, so the chocolate's kind of coating my teeth. I apologize. I know, supposed to cut back on the sugar, but I couldn't help myself. Anyway. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mandy, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the State Department is telling U.S. citizens to not travel to 5 states in Mexico. And we got spring break coming around the bend soon. Apparently, 2017 was Mexico's most violent year on record. And the U.S. State Department has given, quote, do not travel notices for 5 states there, including one that includes Acapulco. See, it's funny. I've never been to Acapulco. All I remember about Acapulco in terms of it being a tourist trap or a tourist place, is wasn't it the Price is Right? Back in the 70s and 80s, you would win a trip to Acapulco. And everybody was like, oh, yay, Acapulco. I've never been. And I guess Acapulco was huge in the 70s and 80s. It was really, really fun. The beaches were a lot of fun, and you get drinks, and you get to run around in your bathing suit, and a lot of guys with mustaches looking like Tom Selleck, that kind of thing. That's what I remember. I've never been to Acapulco, but I remember always wanting to go because, you know, well, you know what? And then I didn't want to go because I'm really not into mustaches as much, you know, now. Anyway, okay. So, this travel advisory, according to Business Insider, is a designation often given to war-torn countries like Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, and Yemen. So, for Mexico to receive this, that's kind of serious. They say Mexico overall received a level 2 warning, which is the second lowest advisory from the State Department, which says U.S. travelers should exercise increased caution. That's for Mexico overall. The department also advises U.S. citizens that it has limited ability to provide emergency services in much Mexico, as U.S. government employees are barred from traveling to those places. Apparently, 26,573 homicide victims occurred during the first 11 months of last year. It was their most violent year on record. The homicide rate for that period is 18.7 cases per 100,000 people. They say it was lower than in 2011, but more than three times the U.S. national homicide rate. So the five states they are warning you from going to is Colima, Guerrero, Michoacan, Sinaloa, and Tamaulipas. They said each has been subject to travel warnings before, but the latest designation is level 4 now. Four of them, Colima, Guerrero, Michoacan, and Sinaloa, are Pacific Coast states where violence related to drugs and organized crime is rampant. Now, I'm not sure where Puerto Vallarta is, because I thought Puerto Vallarta was in Jalisco. I need to double check that, but I think it's in Jalisco. Guerrero, which is the southernmost of the four, has had a lot of issues, conflict, criminal, drug trafficking, etc. And they say police forces of the state are incapable of combating criminal activity. The military has had to be deployed to replace them. I don't understand how Mexico can't get this under control. I don't get that. So, they say violence related to drug trafficking has made one of the once idyllic resort city of Acapulco, one of the most violent cities in the world, actually earning them the nickname Guerrero's Iraq. They say armed groups operate independently of the government in many states and many areas of Guerrero. Members of these groups frequently maintain roadblocks and may use violence towards travelers. Michoacan also has been a hotbed, they say. It was the first state to receive federal troops deployed around the country back by 2007 by Felipe Calderon. So you have some huge criminal groups, the Familia Michoacana. They supplanted the Knights Templar. You also have the Zetas and the Jalisco New Generation Cartel. So it's a shame because Mexico is exquisite. If you've never been, wow. Wow. They have everything. They have the beautiful waters, the beautiful beaches, the people are amazing. You know, for those of us that speak Spanish, it's awesome. Jalisco actually, which does house Puerto Vallarta, has a level 3 warning. So I was in Puerto Vallarta a couple years ago, and again, we felt safe. We just didn't really leave the resort too much. No, we did. We did. We went to the tourist area, but what we found when we traveled is it seemed like it wasn't so much the government that was running things, but the cartel was running things and keeping it safe. You know, many of you guys will hear that Vegas was safer when the mob ran things. And, I mean, my only experience in Vegas only dates back to 1981. And it was different. It was. Maybe it was because it was a smaller city. I don't know. But sometimes I'm not advocating for organized crime, and I'm not advocating for cartels. But when I was in Puerto Vallarta, it reminded me a little bit of how Vegas used to be, where things are the way they are. It's running that way for a reason. Tourists are going to be hands off because we need that money coming in. we will own all the, cabs. We will own many of the hotels. We will control this and this. You guys, and there was a symbiosis. That's what I kind of picked up with that. I can't prove it. But it seemed like you actually felt safer. When I was in Puerto Vallarta, I actually felt very, very safe because I felt like, all right, there's this bubble. And as long, as long as we get to do what we need to do and cops lay off us and all that, then we're going to make sure we don't have all these stupid crimes. We're not going to have the, and as long as the cartels aren't at war with each other and the cartels happy and as long as they get to do whatever they get to do, it seems to keep the peace. And it was a very different environment. Nothing that I would want to live in, and nothing that I think should exist, in our perfect world. But, for those people that are naive, thinking, okay, well, the cartel moves in and then it gets bad. The cartel's been there. Cartels are there and they've been running things. And then it gets bad when there's wars or when somebody tries to, step on their turf. So it was kind of very, very enlightening to see. And so, we're very lucky to have what we have. Unfortunately, our homicide rates are up. We're going to probably see even more so as we, end up, cutting back on the access to opioids and, a whole variety of other things that unfortunately spur, people to do crazy things. But, for those people thinking about going to a place for spring break, I'd still say Fort Lauderdale, San Diego, come to Vegas. Spring break in Vegas? Awesome. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Barnes & Noble apparently are going to cut jobs. I don't think we know exactly how many, but they're going to cost $40 million in annual cost savings. They're having some issues. Apparently, they have to They have to compete with Amazon. And their new labor model in its stores will result in job cuts. My guess, automation taking over. New labor model. That's another word for automation. You find your book. You get your book, you scan your book, you pay for your book, you leave with your book. That's my guess. The New York-based retailer expects to book a charge of about $11 million in its fiscal third quarter for severance costs and other related expenses. They've already started layoff, according to CNBC. Barnes & Noble has not disclosed the number of employees impacted by the news, but it's attributing the workforce reduction to poor holiday performance. See, I've got to be honest with you. One of my buddies told me to get a library card. And there's some books that, I want to read, the Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks and Cutting for Stone. Some of these books are awesome books that I wanted to read. And I got them for free with my library card. And I don't read a book twice. I barely read a book once. So for me, why would I buy the book? And I know some people, they like to hold the book. But I get that. But for a lot of other people, they're like, well, I could buy the book cheaper on Amazon. Or I could do ebook, and so unfortunately, Barnes & Noble, who are huge anchors in these commercial strip malls, are having issues, and we may see them start to cut real estate as well. They say the new model will allow stores to adjust staff up or down based on the needs for business, increase store productivity, and streamline store operations. They were not a winner this holiday season. 2017 holiday sales fell more than 6% to $953 million when compared to the year before. They talk about the stock prices, but I don't think any of us have stock in Barnes & Noble. I don't think so. That wouldn't have been my pick. Amazon is cutting several hundred jobs in Seattle. We're finding that that's kind of a rare cutback for a company that's actually been growing. So the layoffs are going to fall on several hundred employees. We're going to talk about that in a sec, too. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we like to talk about the economy on the show because I think the economy and the health are very, very related. And just because I have an MD doesn't mean I have to just talk about health. And the economy interests me as it does with anybody else. And so I, in this new administration with Trump, that I where we think that the economy is doing pretty darn good, I've been pretty impressed with the stock market, despite corrections that happen. I think we are on the right track. We are fearing the worst to come as we have this trifecta that could affect our economy very violently. All right? We have automation taking over jobs. We have baby boomers aging out of their single-family residences, their homes, and millennials aren't as keen on buying homes as other youthful groups have been in the past, meaning we could have a residential glut. And then from a commercial real estate perspective, as companies go out of business, as people buy more online, or they seem to be, you know, squeezed out because of big companies like Amazon or Walmart, etc., there's not a lot of reason for Best Buy or Barnes & Noble, or as we saw with Radio Shack, to hold big pieces of commercial real estate. They might as well do online or, you know, downsize, meaning we're going to have a commercial real estate glut. And that trifecta could be very, very worrisome and could throw us in a huge depression later. Hopefully some of the job-stimulating bills and tax cuts that President Trump has recommended could help stave that off. But I think we are kicking the can down the road on this one. So we're now hearing that Amazon, who you would think would be continuing to grow and continue to thrive. In fact, isn't Amazon now interviewing a couple places down in the Southwest for a new location, which would bring jobs to that city? We're being told that the layoffs are now underway, where several hundred employees, along with hundreds more elsewhere in their global operations, are losing their job. It is the second largest U.S.-based corporate employer, right? Pales in comparisons to Microsoft, Boeing. Apparently, Microsoft and Boeing have eliminated thousands of jobs. Right? And we really don't see Amazon lay off. Although, we did get news that Amazon had these new fancy robots that could lift about 700 pounds. That could find products faster than humans. Not call in sick. Right? Not have issues, you know, with other employees. And robot, you know, won't, you know, trigger sexual assault investigation, like, unfortunately, two workers could, it's a safer bet for an employer to have a robot. They say the cuts come after a hiring binge that took the company's Seattle headcount to more than 40,000 people from just 5,000 in 2010. And according to several employees, the rapid growth of the last 2 years left some units over budget and some teams with too much staff for their work. Amazon had implemented hiring freezes in recent months across several groups, and apparently still not enough. So they hired too much, and now they need to fire. And some of the roles are going to be eliminated. Layoffs are expected. And they say recent layoffs at Amazon units outside Seattle suggest that the company is starting to consolidate some of the retail businesses. Now, we thought that Amazon was going to grow to grocery stores and possibly pharmacy. They still may. They say self-publishing unit CreateSpace is conducting its second round of layoffs in 2 years. Cuts that eliminated 200 jobs from South Carolina-based subsidiary in Las Vegas. Amazon-owned footwear seller Zappos has laid off about 30 people. And Quidsy, a subsidiary behind Diapers.com, cut about 250 jobs. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But like I said, there is supposed to be a second headquarters. And for this second headquarters, they do plan to hire up to 50,000 workers. So I'm not sure why they're just not holding on, or maybe they're trying to save money now. I don't know. Apparently their workforce as of December stood at 566,000. Now, there's some good news with Home Depot and Lowe's. They are going on huge hiring sprees for the spring. Home Depot plans to hire more than 80,000 seasonal workers. Lowe's is planning to hire more than 53,000 temporary workers for the busy spring months. Yeah, because I guess in the spring, that's when a lot of people do, you know, their home improvement and their gardens, etc. So Home Depot announced plans now to hire 80,000 workers. So maybe people from Amazon could go to Home Depot. Again, seasonal workers make me worried, because then after the season ends, they have to leave. So one thing that I'm seeing, and you're probably seeing this too, is the economy is not going to get better or get worse linearly. It looks like there's going to be a back and forth. And with what we're seeing with Amazon, where, all right, we just hired a bunch of people, now we're firing a bunch of people, and then when we open up our new headquarters in a few months, hiring more people again. This is what's very, very frustrating for the average American worker. You are not taking on a job that you're going to get to hold for 25, 30 years. You are taking on a job that you may only hold for months. Same thing with Lowe's, Home Depot, etc. The idea that you are going to, take a job, and the economy's good, and the company is growing, and as long as the company is growing, you'll get to keep that job, doesn't seem to be the same sort of culture that we had when we were growing up. Amazon is booming. They're opening up a second headquarters. Nope. They're still going to fire people. So you now, as a worker, as a, you know, career-minded individual, need to figure out where your place is in this new type of market. And I know we've seen these types of markets before when there's a recession, etc., but not one month the next. This really bothers me. And it's not, to me, a very long-term safe way for us to grow our economy. And again, maybe it's because of this trifecta that's happening. Maybe it's because automation and computers are doing more and more and more. Right now, what does the average CEO want to know? How to make more money and how to save more money. Or, if we could just combine it to one thing, how to increase their bottom line. And if there's a seminar on how a robot or a computer could do something, that's going to be something that they're going to be very, very intrigued about, and that's something that they're going to invest in. We have started our own extinction, so to speak. And, you know, I was talking to a doctor about, fields in medicine, and he was talking to me about surgeons. Surgeons are now, even cardiovascular surgeons, are starting to shrink in terms of what they could do and procedures they could do, and in terms of their importance. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, general surgeons, we need surgeries. Well, a lot of surgeries now are prevented by some of the interventional radiologists. So, like, for example, if you have a gallstone, okay, and your gallbladder isn't acting up, they can just take out the gallstone during an ERCP. They can still save your gallbladder. So now you don't have to have a gallbladder taken out. If you have cardiac issues, they could put in a stent. And these stents work, keeping the arteries open. So seeing the amount of bypasses are starting to be less and less. So cardiovascular doctors are doing less bypass surgeries. That's wonderful. I want us to advance in medicine where we need less surgery. I think that's wonderful. But the less we need surgery, then the less we need surgeons. So now where do they go? Well, we could use them in primary care. Well, no, not entirely, because now we're using pharmacies for primary care. We have mid-levels, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and they do a great job. So why would a doctor want to make less than he was making? Okay, it's not worth it. It's not worth it getting $500,000 in student loans just to make, you know, $160,000 a year. They could find another job. So it's very interesting to see what's happening with the market. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this week, we've been concerned about that Texas mother of two who had died last week because she skipped buying the Tamiflu that she was prescribed for the flu. And then, unfortunately, she died, and her husband had ended up buying the medication, and by then it had been too late. And she refused to buy it because it cost $116. And we talked about how there We may not know the full story as to why she refused. Was it because she didn't have the money? Is it because, you know, she had to choose between buying food for her kids, you know, or buying the medication? Would the medication have even worked if she got it? You know, not everybody who takes the medicine will still, you know, be able to battle the flu as easily. And, or the other possibility is many of us don't want to be taken. And $116 for a prescription seems like highway robbery. So many of us will say, well, I'm not paying that. Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. They're not going to get me. But the body doesn't care about that. The body doesn't care about if you're being taken or if you're being gouged or, you know, if you have a crappy Obamacare plan. Your body doesn't care. A lot of us will spend $300 on an Apple iWatch, but we won't spend it $116 for flu medication. I get that. I'm like that, too. I'm like, I'm not going to spend that kind of money. I'm not going to spend $400 for an EpiPen. Yet, what am I going to do? What if somebody in my family has anaphylaxis? I got to save my kid. You got to pay it. You have to. That's the system we're in right now. It's really, really bad. So News 13, Tom George interviewed me yesterday about this subject. And, you know, what can we do if it costs, you know, if it costs that much? Well, a lot of people don't realize, one, is you could always ask for Tamiflu generic, okay, because generic is cheaper. Now, it seems to me that with this Texas woman case, the $116 was for the generic. So that's not good. That's still high priced. But there's also Relenza. Relenza is another flu type of medication. So you have Tamiflu and Relenza. Both are antiviral medications, neuraminidase inhibitors, which basically block the replication of the virus, right? It will not cure you of the flu right away, but if it prevents the replication of more virus, it'll shave a day or two off your flu and lessen your symptoms. So you got to give it within the first 48 hours. Okay, for both of them. Okay? They're about the only antiviral drugs that seem to be reasonably effective for flu. And effective with H1N1, which is pretty deadly. GlaxoSmithKline, the manufacturer of Relenza, launched a 3-year clinical study to compare the efficacy between that and Tamiflu. And, you know, we found they were pretty equal. Tamiflu comes from Hoffman LaRoche. And Tamiflu, I guess, had been launched back in 1999. Its demand has skyrocketed over Relenza, even though Relenza has been around since the 80s, 89, because Relenza is inhaled, Tamiflu is a pill. Take Tamiflu twice a day for 5 days, you're good. Whereas Relenza, you got to breathe it in. So these neuraminidase inhibitors, they combine with the neuraminidase enzyme of the influenza virus. They need that enzyme to basically spread into other cells to help replicate. So you can accelerate your recovery by a day or two, which is huge when it comes to the flu. But many people don't buy the Tamiflu because they're like, well, all that money for just one day? Extra relief. But now that we see flu-related deaths, either by the flu itself or more commonly pneumonia, maybe we need to, you know, do full court press. So Tamiflu comes in 75 milligrams, 45 milligrams, 30 milligrams. It also is in the form of a syrup. I believe the child has to be at least 1 year old before they can take it. Relenza is a powder that's inhaled. So more people prefer Tamiflu. Now, there has been side effects. According to pharma.knoji.com, Relenza has been found to worsen asthma and other obstructive lung diseases, could lead to bronchospasm. You aren't going to see that with Tamiflu because Tamiflu is orally. Relenza, you have to breathe in. So the FDA has made a warning for use of Relenza in patients with respiratory diseases. Okay? Yeah, with Tamiflu, we've been hearing about kids becoming hallucinating. You know, one kid tried to jump out a window on Tamiflu. You also have nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, headache, but you could have that with both. They've listed hepatitis, seizure, confusion, aggravation of diabetes, and hemorrhagic colitis as well. In 2007, Japan which is apparently the largest consumer Tamiflu, had reported the abnormal behavior, hallucinations, disturbed consciousness with Tamiflu. And in fact, the Japanese health ministry has now warned that Tamiflu should be avoided if you're between 10 and 19 years old, because that's where such of the maximum cases were observed. So what about drug resistance? Well, Relenza doesn't have as much drug resistance. In fact, they're saying, according to this site, there's no viral resistance to Relenza. But we are seeing viral resistance to Tamiflu. Why? Well, if more people are using the Tamiflu, or they're taking it halfway, that could be an issue. They said the viral resistance against Tamiflu started surfacing in 2005. Lancet had published an article, and they found more resistance in those taking Tamiflu than Relenza. So, what about stockpiling? Well, remember with H1N1, a lot of people started to stockpile Tamiflu. Tamiflu apparently in 2000 outsold Relenza by 3 times. There's many countries will stockpile, etc. So if there is a shortage, I could see why. With this nasty flu, all of a sudden, you know, the government, a lot of governments will, you know, make sure they have that medication for their government workers so they can, you know, continue the government. God forbid there's another Spanish flu like we saw back in 1918. But the reason why I'm telling you this is if you can't afford the Tamiflu, what I told Tom George on News 13, and I would recommend to you guys as well, is have your doctor write either or on the prescription. So what I would do with patients is I would write Tamiflu or, in big letters and circled, Relenza. I would write out both prescriptions on the same one. Now, I know now that everything's electronic, it might be hard because we don't want to give you 2 prescriptions at the same time. But when we could write out prescriptions, or if you could manually type it out, I would write one or the other. I did that with statin medications, with antibiotics. I'm like, look, I understand that it may be expensive for you. All right. Hopefully your insurance covers it. But if not, I'll have a second choice down here that you could get, and then the pharmacy could fill it then and there. Now, I don't know how much the pharmacy liked the or, right? You know, 2 medicines, you know, one or the other. Okay. But I did that a lot. And the patients loved it because they said, you know what? I picked the second or I picked the first because of price. Now, what I recommend that you all do is also go to GoodRx or go online. There's lots of coupons online, and that could also help you with the price of Tamiflu or Relenza. And call your insurance company and find out what your prescription for Tamiflu would cost. This way, you don't head to the pharmacy, wait an hour or two for them to fill it, and all of a sudden go, nah, I'm not going to get it. Okay? You know, before you even get the flu, find out what this is going to cost you and be prepared. Be prepared ahead of time. Get, you know, this idea of, you know, I'm going to spend it on my Netflix subscription. I'm going to spend money on my car. I'm going to buy premium gas. I'm going to, you know, pay for some apps or some songs on my iPhone. But when it comes to healthcare, people are like, nah, I'm not going to spend the money. And I get it. Like I said, I don't want to be taken either. I don't want to be price gouged. I think $116 for a Tamiflu prescription is ridiculous. But your health comes first. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.